Audio Boo. I thought I would do a boo or two on this theme of stuff that frightens you. I think the question was originally posed about sounds that frighten you, particularly if you're visually impaired, but yeah, I'm going to do sounds, things I can see, just generally things that frighten me. So, yeah, one sound I really don't like is a dog barking. Which sort of makes me a bit scared of dogs in general. Which is, I find a little bit odd because we actually had a pet dog when I was a child. I think the dog was born a year or two before me. We had it, and it was put down when it was 12, so I was probably about 10 or something, 10 or 11. So for all that time, we had a dog. But, despite that, I'm frightened, a bit frightened of dogs, and I think this is probably to do with at primary school, when I was at primary school, my mum started working part-time, so a couple of days a week, she would get one of the other mums to pick us up from school, and we would go back to her house for a couple of hours after school. And one of the ladies that did this, their family had a Jack Russell, and it was out of control, really. What happened is, we all got out of the car, we would go up and approach the house, and it would be locked in the porch area. It had a sort of, you know, you opened one door into a sort of a glass porch, and then you opened the second door to actually go into the main house. And they had to keep the dog in there when no one was there. And so it would immediately start barking, and it would sort of jump up and down in the way that little Jack Russells do. And what would happen is, like, the mum would then have to go, she would go into the porch, and she would hold the Jack Russell, back, while her children and me and my brothers would all rush past her into the main house, and then she would then have to, and then she would go into the main house herself and lock the dog back in the porch again. And basically the reason they kept it in the porch was just because the only person it would actually listen to was the father of the house, and he didn't get home till about 6 o'clock. So once or twice when we did actually stay that late, the Jack Russell was in the house, came into the house when the father came home, and it was perfectly well behaved then, but it just wouldn't listen to anybody else except him. So, yeah, I think this, what it ended up feeling like was that you were running, you felt like you were virtually running past this dog that was being held back and was barking and jumping about and all sorts, and it just, it almost gave you the impression that you were trying to run the gauntlet of a dangerous dog. And it probably was not dangerous at all. And I don't even know if it would have bitten. Well, if it had bitten, it wouldn't have been a serious bite because it's a small dog. But, yeah, it came across as a scary dog. Or it made us feel scared of it because of the way that we interacted with it. So, yeah, that gave me a fear of dogs, particularly actually dogs that I can't see. If I walk past a garden and, you know, and I suddenly hear a dog barking and it's you know, I don't know what size of dog it, what kind of dog it is, whether it's on a lead or not or anything, I just hear it barking. It makes me quite scared. I used to be, you know, as a child, I would say I was scared. Probably now I'd say more nervous, but I'm still nervous of dogs. Even some of my friends have guide dogs, and I do like guide dogs. Certainly, when I'm sort of one-to-one with the guide dogs, or when the guide dogs are in the harnesses, they're very well behaved. But you've probably heard some people doing recordings of when more than one guide dog get together, when they first bring the two dogs into the same room. I generally have to let them off a lead and let them run around, and they spend, you know, at least 5 minutes really jumping about on top of each other, the dogs, and making a lot of noise, and I think it's just part of their determining who's boss. And once they settle down, they usually fine again. But yeah, whenever I'm with my friends and they do that with their dogs, I sort of, I'm usually hiding away in the corner, trying not to get jumped on by a dog. so, not keen on dogs. Also, not keen on bees or wasps. Get scared that they're going to fly into my ear or something if I hear them buzzing by my ear, which I know is slightly irrational. Also get scared that they might fly to my mouth, but that was because once I was eating an ice lolly, waiting for a school bus, and a wasp landed on my mouth, and my mouth was all sticky with sugary ice lolly stuff, it just, I was paralysed with fear.